Vishana. Somebody that was Kareya, he learned, Rashi says, Mikri learned the Psukim, Vishana, and he even learned Mishnais, but Vilayshimish Tamid Chamin. He was not Mishamish, he didn't learn by a Rebbe. Which Rashi says that means, Lilmoit Svaras HaGemara. Really, it means to say, did not learn Gemara, did not know the reasoning for the Mishnaisin. The Tamei HaMishni doesn't know the real reason for the Mishnaisin. So, Mahim Rashu, why is he called a Rasha? Shein Tarasoy Aburiyah, he doesn't know the real Pshat, he doesn't know the real Torah. V'yein Lilmoit HaMani, that's what's learned from him. Shaydei HaTamim Yeshchilik B'Yisreta, because he only knows the Mishnais. But if he would have learned the Gemara, he would have known the reason why something is Asa, why something is Mutter. But in the Mamnus, the Schus L'Chayiv, he would know he's Potter L'Chayiv. Who the Tyrus the time of the Torah. For the Yom of the Kama Duchti, my time of Marochi, my Omar of Marochi. We have to explain why does he say this way, why does he say that way. And my Benai, what's the difference? Equally, there are differences. Kach v'kach. You have to know the reasoning. But the Yorim, who, this person, Sha'ashemeyes, Kernoi, Shoyne, Mishnaisav. Here's somebody, here's this person learning Mishnais, Kesavru, Shabaki, Metameyim. The person thinks that he's a big buck, he knows all the reasoning. V'noigim boy, Kovik, Tatamid, Chachamim. And they give him respect like a Talmud Chacham. Really, he's not. Really, he only knows the Mishnais, and he doesn't know the Talmud Torah, doesn't know the Gemara. That's also called a Rosh Arim. And if we learn like this, that if somebody is Kara Vishana, somebody learned Mikra Chumish and Mishnais, but Vulashimish Tamil Chachamim, he did not learn the explanation of the Mishnais and the Gemara, is Reb Lezoima Reze Amoritz. That person is called an Amoritz. And in Lugay Lalocha, that he's Choshen Alamais, was Vil Atiris. And he doesn't know the Lochas clearly. Reshmu Ban Achmeni Yom Reze Bur. He's even called a Bur. Rashi says, Garua Mi Amoritz, even worse than an Amoritz. A bur means like an uncultivated ground. Means like a person also, has to steigeis. So if you're uncultivated like an Amoritz, that's called a bur. You didn't work over yourself. Rav Yana Yama Reza Kusi, Mamazan Kusi's Rashi. V'yasa lecha piti, he can't even eat his bread. V'yani, he can't drink his wine. T'chivun t'lo shimash chachamim, since he never learned Gemara, ene makbra divra chachamim, l'daitam, he does no clue what the lechas are. He only sits and learns Mishnayis that people should think he's a big Talmud Chacham. But he doesn't know the halachas. Different Kristant, Mamash Chacham with the Rabbanan, he has been like a goy, that he can't eat his bread, he can't drink his wine. Rav Acha, by Yaakov Amar, raise them Ogush. He's called like a Kishuf, he's called like a witchcraft, a witcher. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Mestavak Rav Acha by Yaakov, it's a swear like him. The Yarmu Yinshu, Ritiya Magushav, Layodamai. What's a witchcraft? We don't know what he's doing. Here also, we don't know what the guy's doing. He looks like he knows and he doesn't know. Omar Tony Ton of Loyoda Mai Omar. He looks as if he learned a lot, but he doesn't know what he's talking about. That's called like a muggish, like a witch. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding up Chav Beis Amar Aleph. Again, tomorrow again. Itma Korah Vishonu. Somebody learned Korah means he learned Mikra, he learned Chumash. Vishonu and he learned Mishnayis. But v'loy shimish Talmud Chacham, he did not mishamish learn by a Talmud Chacham, which Rashi explains means he did not learn like Gemara, he did not know the reasoning for the Mishnayisin. So such a person is Reb Lezoy Mareza Amoritz. That's called an Amoritz. If you don't learn Gemara, you don't know the reasoning for the Mishnayisin, the Stiris, that's not called a complete learning, it's called an Amoritz. Reb Yishmuel Ban Achmeni Amareza Bur. It's even worse. It's called the bur, an uncultivated person. A bur means uncultivated land. So he's worse than an Amoritz. Because he didn't finish his learning, he didn't learn the way he's supposed to. Rav Yana Yom HaReza Kusi. He's even called like a Kusi, like a guy. And Rashi Taka learns, V'yosu lecho piti, you can't eat from his bread. V'yenen, from his wine. The chivon shalei shimash chachamim, since he did not learn by a chachamim, einai makbid al divrei chachamim ledaitam. He doesn't care to know what the chachamim really say. V'loi shana el laharis atzva katam chachamim. His learning is only like a fool. It's a fool us. He's only want to show off. Such a learning is no good. It's a shver zach. But the rabbanon though, they gave him a din like a kusi. Ravacha by Yaakov Oimer Hareza Mogush. A person that did not learn Gemara is called like a Mogush, like a magician. Mogush. And Omer of Nachman, Rashi says mechashif. Hoichya says enayim v'goyne v'salavavis. He like steals our hearts. Here also this person looks like he learned a lot, and really he didn't. He's not makpri, does not know the real halachas. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Mistavra Kravacher by Yaakov, that's the Svara. The Yarmu Yinshik, as people say, Rotin Magusha, a Magush means a magician does things, we don't know what he's doing. Omar Tanitona, same thing, this person also, he says he learned a lot, he doesn't know what he's saying. A person does not go bother to learn the Gemara, he can't say he knows, he's only fooling us. Tana Rabbanu, it wasn't a price like this. Eizeyu Amoritz, who's called an Amoritz? Kol She'enoi Kareya Kriya Shema Shachris V'Yarvis. Rabbi Meir says somebody that did not say Kriya Shema with its brachas in the morning and evening, that's called an Amoritz. So Rashi says, Do Vadai Eini Yodei Klum. If he doesn't do this, for sure he knows nothing. Avul Yodeya Likrois V'Kara Lo Yamoritzu. But someone knows how to read, and he learned, he reads, where he says Kriya Shema, he's not called an Amoritz. V'chacham Amarim Nechom say though, Kol She'enoi Miniach Tfilin. Somebody that does not put on tefillin, he's called an Amoritz. Ben Aza Yoyme Kol She'enoi Tzitzis Bebigdo. He's not wearing tzitzis in his beged. Rabbi Yonasin Ben Yosef Oymer Kol She'esh Loi Bonim V'enoi Megadlom Lulme Torah. Somebody that has children and does not teach them to learn Torah, that's called an Amoritz. Achirim Oymerim, others say Afilu Kareya V'Shoina. No. Even if he learns Chumash, and he learns Mishnayis, Vishoina, but for Loi Shimesh, a Talmud Chacham, he was not Mishamash, he did not learn by a Talmud Chacham, which Rashi explains means he does not learn Gemara. He does not know the reasoning for the Mishnayis. Is there Amoritz? That's called an Amoritz. Korah of Loi Shona, let's say he learned Chumash, but for Loi Shona he did not learn Mishnayis, has a raised bur, that's even worse, he's called a bur, like an uncultivated ground. Loi Korah v'loi Shona, if he did not even learn Chumash, and not Mishnayis, is all of HaKasavayim on him, the Pasuk says, V'zaratiyas v'es Yisroviyas v'es Yehuda, Zerodam v'zera behema. Like our plant in v'es Yisrov and v'es Yehuda, Zera seeds of a man, and Zera of a behema. Like this person has come out like a behema. A person that did not learn, not Chumash and not Mishnayis. Right, the Pasuk says, Mishlei, Yiroas Hashem Beniva Melech, you should be my son, you should have Yiroas Hashem, and from the Melech, but V'yim Shonim Al Tisorif. But people that do Shonim will soon see what that means, don't mingle with them. Al Tisorif, don't be with them. So what does it mean? What's V'yim Shonim? What does Shonim mean? So, Omer Rav Yitzchok Elu Shonim Halochis. People that learn Halochis. So Rashi says again, Halochis here means, he only learns the halachas that it says in the Mishnayis, and he doesn't go to really understand the reasoning for it. So Rashi says again, Shaloi Shimshu Letamut Chachomim. He did not learn by a Talmud Chacham. Flo Hikpidu Al Tamiya Mishnayis. And he was not makpid to know clear the reasoning for the Mishnayis. That's no good. So Mara says, Pshita, of course, like that's not a good, someone like that that's going to tell you the wrong halacha, stay away from him. So Mara says, no, now the time I would have thought to say, Shoinim Bechet. You know what the Pshat of Shoinim means? People that do a Chet, do the Avera twice. From those people you should stay away. You should stay away. And Ukid Rafuna, like Rafuna, the Yom Rafuna, Rafuna always says, that Kivon Sheover Odom Avera Veshonabo. If somebody does an Avera once, and then he does it twice, is Hutrulei. It's to him as if it's Mutter. Rashi says, Doina b'yena v'heter. Now to him it looks like he's allowed to do it. The first time you do an Avera, you feel bad. You gave into Yetzar, it bothers you. The second time you did it already, you get used to it, and now you think you're allowed to do it. So maybe I would have thought that's Shan this Pasuk, V'yim Shonim, means people that do Averas twice, Al Tisar, don't mingle with them. Kamash Mullah, no, that's not Shan the Pasuk. The Pasuk means, rather, Shonim means people that only learn halachas, means from the Mishnayis, and does not really know the real reasoning for the halachas. Tanya, we learned like this. Ha-tenoyim mavli-yoylam. People that tenoyim, the same thing, learn only the Mishnayisin, don't really know what they're learning, they're people that destroy the world. For the Gemara mavli-yoylam sakadaitach, Said Rashi, Mahim Gorum Lacherim, what are they causing so bad for the people? They're learning for themselves. Why should that be somebody like that's destroying the world? How is he destroying the world? So Gemara says, Amar Ravina, it means to say, Shemurin Halacha Mitoich Mishnosan. It means to say that they tell other people the Psak, they think they know how to paskin, and they tell other people the Psak Halacha, and all they know is just the Mishnais. So they tell them over the wrong Halachas. That's called Mavui Yoilam. They're destroying the world. They're making mistakes in the Halacha. Tanya Nami Hochi, we learned like this also. Tanya Nami Hochi, we learned that Amr Yeshua, V'chi Mavli Yoylam Heim, are they people that are destroying the world? V'haloi Miyashuba Yoylam Heim, V'akeh, they're making the world live? They're learning halachis? They're making the world stay? Shinema, the Pasuk says, Halichais Oylam Loi, like Halichais, which Asher means people that learn halachis, they keep the world going. Ella, the pshat over here is, Shemoyrin Halacha Mitech Mishnosen. It means they don't learn the right halachas. They teach over halachas and all they know is just the mishnayis. They don't know the real reasoning for the halachas. They say over the wrong halachas. That's no good. Right, then the Mishnah says another one that's mavli yoylam, people that destroy this world, is Isha Purusha. An Isha that's Purush, that shows Prisha, she stays away, she's a phony. So mercifully, there's Tana Rabbanim. There's Sula Tzalainis. If you have Sulis, young girls, that Tzlainis means they daven a lot. Trashi Balas Tzvilo. They look as if they're davening a lot. The Almona Shevevis. An Almona widow, that Shevevis goes around to speak to all her neighbors. She's always in the neighbor's house. Trashi Balas Shcheinois Holchois Humavakera Shcheinois Sehatamin. She's always busy visiting her neighbors. Okay. Yes, so that's called the Amona Shevevis, and the Koton Shelo Kololoi Chadoshev, a kid that did not end his months. We'll soon see what that means. Usually that means a baby that's born less than 9 months. That's what it means usually. Here not. We'll soon see what that means. But these three type of people is Harei Elom Avli Elom. These type of people also like destroy the world. Yeah. So Mar says, Amy, it's not that way. The Yomer Rabbi Yechanan said, Lamadnu Yiras Chet Nibesula. I learned Yiras Chet from a Besula, from a young girl that was davening a lot. So here you see, it's something good. It's good for girls to daven a lot. How can we say if they daven a lot, they're daven a lot, they're Mavli Yoylam? And who Adin Mar says, Vekibul Schar Me Almona. Rabbi Yechanan says he was Mekabul Schar from an Almona. Means, Rashi says, Shoyse Tarachas Atzma Yoysim in Atzerich. The Lakabu Schar is Surah and Amono that went around doing mitzvahs very carefully to try and get a lot of reward. That we'll soon see. So he learned from this, Shayitrach Odomatsu, the mitzvah Lakabu Schar Yoysa. A person should matriach, should work himself to do a lot of mitzvahs in order to get reward. Even though usually we say a person, Amnas, Shloy Amnas Lakabu Pras, he's supposed to do mitzvahs, not Amnas Lakabu Pras, but we'll soon see. Koponim, if you observe this, make sure that you start off this way. The way you start off doing mitzvahs is you want to go do mitzvahs because you feel you get a lot of reward. That's the way you're supposed to start off. But our koponim is something good over here. So how come we're saying an amona shegavis is mavli oilam? So where it says, what were the two cases here, Rabbi Yechanan? Yiras chet nebsula. The Rabbi Yechanan Shoma Lehi Besula. If Yechanan heard the way a young girl did not flow up, she fell on her face. O Kamra, she said like this, Ribbono Shel Olam, V'rosa Gan Eden of Rosa Gehenim. You are Kodesh Baruch, you created Gan Eden for the Tzadikim and Gehenim. V'rosa Tzadikim of Rosa Rishoyim, you created Tzadikim for the Gan Eden, and the Rishoyim are going to go to Gehenim. So this girl said, Yirotza Mofanecha, should be your will, Shelo Yichshelo Bi B'nai Yodam. That people should not be Yichshelo Me. This time she was a pretty girl, so she didn't want any boys, any men to look at her and to have a Yichshel through her. So she dived into our Kodesh Baruch Hu for this. So Mashna B'Yechanan was this spoil, and he learned what it means to be Yirechet. That's called Yirechet. She was afraid that not only she should not do the Navera, but nobody else should come to do a Navera because of her. See, so Rabbi Yochanan learned out something good from her. So how come we learn now Mishnah says Isha Prusha, the Brisa says, means a girl that davens a lot. Prusha, that means to say she's like a phony. She looks as if she's a tzaddikah, she's davening a lot, but really she's doing bad things. That's Mavlu Yerlam, that's destroying the world. Because somebody that looks like that, then the pshat is that we can't tell her she's doing things wrong, because she appears like she's a big tzaddikah. But I call upon him, here you see from Rabbi Yochanan, the girl davened, and it was something good, he learned Yiras Chet from her. Another pshat is that kibul schar mi'amona. Rabbi Yochanan saw what it means, an amona doing mitzvahs. The almona, there was an amona, a widow, to avoid be kenishta b'shevusa. That she had a basic knesset, she had a shul, in her neighborhood, b'shevusa, where she was living. But still, kol yom every day, have it also o matzla be medrash of Rabbi Yochanan. She would come every day to daven in the base of medrash of Rabbi Yochanan, which was far away. So Amalot, so Rabbi Yochanan said to her, Viti like my daughter, loy beis hakneses b'shevusecha, don't you have a shul in your vicinity? So how come you're coming here to me? How come you're coming so far? Omrulay, so she answered back to Rabbi Yochanan, Rebbe, for loy tchap siyos yeshli, won't I receive reward for every step that I'm taking? So in other words, she wanted to go to a far Beis HaMedrash in order to receive reward. So you see, the Rara Amonis, the Tzadekis. All right, so some yet know about what the Kashrut is, before we only said an Amonis that goes around to a lot of people's houses. Here we're talking about Stamun Amonis. So I call one of the Gemara answers, though, Ki Komar, when do we say before that they're called Mavlui Olam, that they're there, they're destroying the world, Kagoyin Yoichnei Basmativa. Like this girl, Yoichnei Basmativa. So Rashi says, Almona, she was an Almona, and Mechashefoisa, she was a witch. Hukeshemegi Yais laid this Isha, when it came a time for Lady to give birth, Hoisoi Teras Rachma Bechshefis. With a witchcraft, she would hold back that she can't give birth yet. Later, when she had a lot of tsar, then she would say, you know what, I'm going to go and daven for you. And then she went into the room, and she did a kisha, she did a witchcraft, and she was able to give birth. So kids said, she fooled us. She did kishuf, and because of that, we looked as if she was a tzaddikus. So finally, with Yidua, we found out what happened. So kids said, that's what it means. It means people that are phonies, that they look to us as if they're davening a lot, but really behind the scene, they're doing bad things. Or in our mother, they're doing bad things. So those people that look like a fool, that fool us, they're called Mavli Yoylam. They are people that destroy the world. Then the third case was, my katan shlekol aloy chadoshev. What does it mean? A young boy like a katan that didn't end his months. Pashta means he didn't live. It wasn't his mother's stomach for 9 months. So Marian says, "Hoch." Here, what it means is tagima zet tamud chacham hamavit ravoysov. A tamud chacham that like kicks to his rebbe. He doesn't accept his rebbe. So Rashi says, "The koral le katan shlekol aloy chadoshev." Because he's going to die young. Somebody that's mavit, like is not nice to his rebbe, he'll have a short life. So that's called the katan shlekol lechadoshev. Rebbe Abba, and that's a person that's mavli yerlam, he destroys the world. Rebbe Abba Omar ze talmid shlehegia lehero umayra. Another thing that destroys the world is a talmid that goes to become a rov, a poisik, and he's not really supposed to yet. Shalehigia l'ayroa didn't come this time yet, like he didn't learn enough yet to be a mayro roa, and he goes to be a poisik. To yomer abavu omer abhuna, omer rav, my dichsir was the poisik say mishle, ki rabin chalolim hipila, like a lot of people were killed because of our designer. V'yatsumim, and the ones that were strong, kol aragehu. What does that mean? Ki rabin chalolim hipilu, a lot of people fell. Ze talmud chacham shelohi gil lehro umayra. A talmud chacham that's not fit yet, he's not old enough really to become a rav yet, to be a poisik, and he goes right now to be the poisik. That's no good. But the atzumim kol harugeho, that means just the opposite. Ze talmud chacham shelohi gil lehro. It comes the time for him to be a poisik. But the ain't a mayra, and he doesn't do it. That's also a bad thing. And the Gemara says, the Yad Kama, what's the right age? At what age?